Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Supreme Court is hearing what experts call the biggest case on homelessness in four decades today.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with details. Peter?
Amanda, the question is, should it be illegal for cities to fine or punish the homeless for sleeping outside? That's the heart of the issue for City of Grants Pass versus Johnson. And in this case, plaintiffs are saying that Oregon City of about 40,000 people is effectively criminalizing homelessness by making it illegal for people to use blankets and cardboard and other materials to keep warm at night, while defendants are saying this is about stopping encampments and preventing health concerns. Now, Grants Pass doesn't actually have a shelter for the 600 or so homeless people living in their boundaries, and courts have sided with homeless people in past landmark cases, but the results of this case could either reinforce that precedent or give more power to cities to fine the homeless. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Opening statements can take place today in New York City in the hush money case against former President Trump.
Attorneys for Donald Trump are expected back in court this morning to defend the $175 million bond in the former president's civil fraud case. Trump and his co-defendants posted a bond in the $500 million case earlier this month, but the New York Attorney General flagged several issues with it, urging the court to reject it and give Trump 7 days to find a new bond. The hearing presents a legal doubleheader for the former president, who's required to attend the opening statements in his criminal hush money trial this morning in New York. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
A new report ranks one Utah city as the best small city to start a business in the entire country. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, WalletHub analyzed more than 1,300 small cities around the country, and they ranked Cedar City as the very best place to start a business thanks to very short commute times, one of the largest increases in small businesses in recent years, and a growing number of working-age people. Right behind it at number two, though, St. George, which got high marks again for short commute times as well as chief office space. Utah had 10 cities ranked in the top 30 in the nation, including Washington City, Lehigh, Eagle Mountain, Midvale, American Fork, Springville, Spanish Fork, and Orem. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Utah-based credit union is getting some national praise from USA Today.
Mountain America Credit Union Chief Human Resource Officer Trent Savage says they learned about the reward last December.
We are the only credit union in the top five, and we're the sole credit union among the 100 large employers, meaning those with 2,500 employees or more.
He says 93% of their employees vouch for the company's high ethical standards, as well as the benefits they provide.
There's a couple key things that I think we do that separate us well. First of all, we have a very strong intentional focus on taking care of our members.
He says they also work hard to make sure their employees feel connected and feel like they're doing meaningful, valuable work. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
There's been a big spike in the number of medical marijuana cards handed out in Utah. A state health department report shows more than 83,000 people had medical marijuana cards by the end of March. That's a 19% year-over-year increase. Medical Director Abby Galloway from Green Team Doctors says it's fairly simple to get a card in the Beehive State.
The state mandates for Utah are that a patient be 21 years of age or older and have a qualifying medical condition, of which there are 15 total.
The report says the two most common medical reasons people get a card is for persistent pain and PTSD.
Cases of measles are showing up in different parts of the country, but so far, not here in Utah, at least not yet. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
Over 100 measles cases have popped up across the nation so far this year, but none in Utah yet. Respiratory disease epidemiologist for DHHS, Pamela Gomez, says it's hard to determine when an outbreak may happen, but it will likely happen in the state at some point this year.
Last year, we saw 58 confirmed cases, and this year, we have so far seen 125. So, you know, we are seeing more spread than last year, and it would not be altogether unlikely that Utah eventually sees a case.
She says the best protection against measles is to get vaccinated and to be aware of cold-like symptoms with rashes when traveling out of state. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're on I-15, you're still clear in Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties, seeing some traffic on city streets approaching the freeways, but so far, your drive time should be pretty close to the minimum to get where you're going. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the weather now with Matt Johnson. He says it's going to be beautiful for a few days.
We've got the gorgeous 70s dialed up today, tomorrow, and even Wednesday. yes, we could see some breezes in the afternoons, maybe some clouds here and there, and even a slight chance for a morning sprinkle on some of these days. But all in all, gorgeous, easygoing weather through Wednesday. Thursday, we've got a chance for showers, high of 69. Best chance for rain is Friday, temperatures in the low 60s.
Matt says the storm moving in Thursday and Friday should bring rain to a large part of the state.
Today marks the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. ABC's Danny New went to an elementary school to get some very young perspectives.
Adele, what is your favorite thing on Earth?
I don't know. My family, my friends.
Let's talk about Earth Day. Earth Day is coming up.
Earth Day! Oh my gosh, why do you like Earth Day?
I like Earth Day because, like, the Earth is really dirty and we get to clean it up.
Events are taking place around the world today where people are pledging to find ways to help take care of the planet.
The Earth is really dirty and we need to clean it up. All right. BYU basketball fans got a goodbye note over the weekend from former coach Mark Pope, who is now at Kentucky. Pope posted on social media that he's filled with immense gratitude for his time at BYU. He says the BYU experience changed his family's lives for the better, and the statement went on to say it's overwhelming to reflect on the countless lifelong friendships that he forged at BYU.
A heart-shaped feature on the surface of Pluto was first seen in 2015, and astronomers say they now know what caused it. KS on News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, the Tombaugh Regio, as it's called, covers an area about as large as a quarter of the United States, and in a lovely way, it does resemble a Valentine's heart. Anyway, scientists now conclude another celestial body collided with Pluto early in the dwarf planet's history. Here's the cool part, literally. Pluto's so chilled that the impact didn't melt, but kind of splatted on the surface. The impact also wasn't too powerful, and this likely led to the heart shape. And these findings were then published in Nature Astronomy. For now, it's wholesome knowing Pluto looks like it fell in love at one point. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.